weapons and ammunition to Kiev indicates the direct involvement of the West and Western countries in this war. The Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov said some countries are seeking to prolong the war in Ukraine. We take a look at some of the world media's coverage of this issue. Please stay with us. The website libertarianinstitute.org has covered this story. The United States and its NATO allies are accelerating transfer of arms, warm clothing and anti-drone technology to Ukraine in preparation for months of bitter combat through the winter. Washington believes shoring up frontline forces before modern ice set in will help Kiev to hold ground over the coming season. Speaking on the condition of anonymity during a recent NATO summit in Berlin, Germany, a Western official told reporters that the alliance had already started providing winter clothing, gear, to the Ukrainian side. The anonymous official said, "The Ukrainians are on their front foot and they certainly feel prepared for the winter campaign, and that foreign aid is currently very much focused on the winter." While top officials acknowledge that the snow, mud and ice of winter will slow troop movements, they believe Kiev can continue to push counter-offensives against Russian soldiers despite the frigid temperatures. America's Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said after a meeting in Brussels, Belgium, he said, "I expect that Ukraine will continue to do everything it can throughout the winter to regain its territory and to be effective on the battlefield." Russian President Vladimir Putin has vowed to use his entire arsenal to defend all of Russia, including four recently annexed regions of Ukraine, which voted to join the Russian Federation in a referendum recently. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has echoed Lloyd Austin's claims about Ukraine's chances to make progress against the Russians during the cold season. Jens Stoltenberg said, "Our task is to enable them to also be able to conduct meaningful operations throughout the winter months and continue to supply them with everything from fuel, winter clothing, tents, to advanced weapon systems." Kiev has heavily depended on the West to train its soldiers and supply arms, ammunition and battlefield intelligence since Russian forces started their special operation in February of this year. In that time, the White House has approved at least $70 billion worth of aid to Kiev, much of that devoted to heavy weapons and vehicles, including long-range multi-launch rocket platforms, artillery pieces, shoulder-fired rockets, helicopters and drones. Though U.S. stockpiles have become increasingly depleted after countless rounds of arms shipments, the flow of aid appears set to carry on at the present pace, with the U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin recently declaring that Washington will continue to do everything we can to make sure that they have what's required to be effective. NBC News has also covered the same story. Amid skepticism that a new Congress could withhold military aid to Ukraine, lawmakers from both major U.S. political parties are looking to lock in billions of dollars in military assistance to Kiev before new members are sworn in this January. A lawmaker and congressional aide said, on condition of anonymity, the package being contemplated would be dramatically larger than the $12 billion in military and economic aid the U.S. Congress approved recently for Ukraine. A Republican senator said the amount would be enough to make sure that Ukraine can get through the year, adding, It'll make the $12 billion look like pocket change. Congressional aides and a source close to the Ukrainian government said the new aid package, which most likely would be part of an omnibus spending bill, could be within the range of roughly $50 billion. According to NBC News, which also noted that the Biden administration has not yet made a formal request for new funding, U.S. Congress has allocated a total of $65 billion in funding for Kiev since Russia began its special military operation in Ukraine in last February, pointing to concerns that a new Congress could take a more skeptical view of aid to Ukraine. The U.S. broadcaster NBC News underlined that both Republican and Democratic legislators currently in power are looking to lock in the huge military aid package before new members due to be elected in the upcoming midterm elections on 7th of November take office in January. Many Republican candidates endorsed by former President Donald Trump have challenged the amount of American aid already shipped to Ukraine, arguing that the United States has more pressing domestic issues to deal with, and the fate of Ukraine is not tied to American national interests, and that European allies should be delivering a larger share of weapons and other aid to Kiev. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden attacked the position of Republican politicians on Ukraine on Thursday, 20th of October. However, right-wing House Republican lawmakers argue that America needs to shore up its southern border with Mexico and address the issue of illegal immigration before worrying about the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Euronews has also covered the same story, but from a slightly different angle. The United States has announced its plan to supply Ukraine with more deadly weapons, despite Russia's repeated warnings to the West about exacerbating the conflict. The Pentagon announced on Monday, 17th of October, that the first batch of National Advanced Surface-to-Air Missile Systems, or NASAMS, will be sent to Ukraine within the coming weeks. The ground-based short-to-medium-range missile system, also known as the Norwegian Advanced Surface-to-Air Missile System, aims to aid the Kiev military as more attacks are launched against Russian targets. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said on Tuesday, 18th of October, the alliance will deliver aid defense systems to Ukraine in the coming days to help the country defend itself against Russian drones, which are targeting critical infrastructure in Ukraine. Ukraine said attacks by swarm of drones had destroyed almost a third of its power stations in recent days after Russia stepped up its attacks on infrastructure far from the front line after suffering a string of military setbacks at the hand of Ukrainian troops. Addressing a security conference in Berlin, Germany, NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg said the answer to the attacks was the Allies to step up their deliveries of air defense systems. He said, "The most important thing we can do is to deliver on what Allies have promised, to step up and deliver even more air defense systems to Ukraine." Jens Stoltenberg added, "NATO will in the coming days deliver counter-drone systems to counter the specific threat of drones." Also, Britain's Defense Secretary Ben Wallace says Britain will supply Ukraine with advanced air defense missiles capable of shooting down cruise projectiles following Russian strikes on Kiev and other Ukrainian cities in recent days. The missile authorized for shipment to Ukraine is called the Advanced Medium Range Air-to-Air Missile, or AMRAAM.
questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, for today's discussion, we want to talk about this important topic. Was Hazrat Eve or Hawa, was she created in order to, we can say, give comfort to Hazrat Adam? And in general, was woman at all? The philosophy of her creation, is to give comfort to the man? Sheikh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In one of the previous episodes, we talked about the fact that according to the religion of Islam, men and women are created from the same nature and gem. And when it comes to the soul of the human beings, there is no difference between them. Allah says in chapter An-Nisa, verse 1, that Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida. Be wary of your Lord who created you from a single soul. So, it is a very wrong understanding of the religion of Islam that the philosophy of the creation was Adam or was man, and woman was just created to give comfort to Adam or to men. This is a wrong understanding of some of the verses of the Noble Book of Quran.
That's right.
Yes, in one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the fact that Eve was a kind of comfort and yes. calmness for Adam. But what about other verses of the Noble Book of Quran? Again, we see that unfortunately some people refer and stick to one verse of the Noble Book of Quran and ignore other verses. In other verses of the Noble Book of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the fact that men and women are created for each other, for giving each other comfort. Allah says, for example, in the Noble Book of Quran, خَلَقَ لَكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. Now, there is a kind of misunderstanding here, and the misunderstanding is that some people think that this verse is only addressing the men. That, O men, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for you azwaj, spouses or wives, so yes. that you may find comfort in them. But this is a wrong translation and understanding of the verse. According to the, according to Arabic language, zawj is referring to couple, men yes. and women.
Yes.
So the addresses of this verse are both men and women. Allah says that, O men, women are created to give you comfort. O women, men are created to give you comfort.
That's right.
So it's mutual. It's not, only from women to men. No. Azwaj is referring to both men and women.
You mean the men also should give?
Exactly. The same point, so the verse that I recited is mentioned, for example, in chapter Rum, verse 21, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. And of his signs is that he created of you mates from your own selves so that you may take comfort in them. So again, the addresses of this verse are all the people, men and women. And Azwaj is referring to spouses, both yes. male and females. The same notion has been mentioned in the famous verse of Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahum. Women are a kind of clothes for men, and men are a kind of clothes for women. And there are many interpretations of this verse. One of them is that they are adornment for each other, they are comfort for each other. and so on and so forth. Again, in chapter Ash-Shura, verse 11, جَعْلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. So in all these verses, we do not see the claim that the philosophy of creation is man or Adam, and Eve has nothing to do in this reality, in this philosophy. No, I mean, both enjoy the same, I mean, the same role in the philosophy of creation.
Yes.
The next point is that if this understanding is true, that the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was only for the purpose of man and women have no role, then why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many cases have referred to the fact that both men and women are the khalifa, are the vicegerent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth? Now, when we refer to the verses which are about the creation of Adam and Eve, we see that in all the cases, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing both Adam and Eve. So, for example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know about the story of the creation of Adam and Eve, and yes, then they were asked to reside in that, paradise or garden, Allah says that, وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمْ أُسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ. So, from verse 35 of chapter Baqarah onwards, in all the cases, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing both of them.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So if Adam was the only purpose of the creation, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing Eve too? But yes, Allah says that, we said, O Adam, dwell with your mate in paradise. And then, وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا. You too, eat from whatever you wish, and you too, لَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ. Do not approach this tree. And then when the story of Satan is mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran, Allah does not say that Satan deceived Adam because he was important. No, Allah says that Satan deceived both of them.
Both of them, that's
again,
right.
It is referring to the fact that both of them were important.
And this
to
was
God.
Satan who deceived, not Eve who deceived
this
Adam.
This is one of the fundamental differences,
yes,
between Quran and the
Old Testament. Old Testament. And New Testament, that's right.
According to Quran, Satan, as you rightly mentioned, deceived both of them.
Yes.
And according to the Old Testament, Adam was deceived by Eve.
Eve.
And this is, we believe, that one of the distortions, mm-hmm, in the Old Testament.
Okay.
So Allah says that, فَأَذَلَّهُمَا الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا. Satan caused both of them to stumble from it. فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَ فِي. And both of them, the concept of fall is for both of them. وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ. We said, get down. So in all these verses, the addresses are both Adam and Eve. Now,
yes,
imagine if the purpose of creation is Adam and Eve is only for
a subsidiary thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And just to give comfort to Adam. It's not necessary. It is meaningless for God to address
both of them.
Both of them,
yes,
include Eve in all these verses.
Yes.
When they want to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, the role is given to both of them. Qala, which is muthanna, a dual in,
yes,
dual form. Qala rabbana zalamna anfusana. They too, both of them said, our Lord, we have wronged ourselves, and if you do not forgive us and have mercy upon us, we will surely be among the losers.
That's right.
And many other verses in the Noble Book of Quran in which the word al-insan has been used,
mm-hmm,
human being.
Yes.
And this word, in some cases, some people might argue that the, verbs and the pronouns are in masculine form.
Yes.
But here in these verses, the word which has been used by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-insan, human
right.
being, both men and women.
Okay.
لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ فِي أَحْسَنَ تَقْوِيمِ We certainly created insan, human being, in the best of form. Unfortunately, again, here in some translations, it's been translated into man. Although in English language, in some cases, man yes. is referring to human being.
Yes.
But it might be better to translate it into human, not to bring such a kind of misunderstanding.
Even the term rajul and imra'a are, we can say, repeated each 24 times.
Exactly.
Equal, an equal number in the Holy Quran. This shows the equity of, we can say, femininity and masculinity in the Holy
exactly.
Quran.
Exactly. In okay. chapter Ar-Rahman, Allah says that Ar-Rahman, the all-beneficent, Allam al-Quran, has taught the Quran, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ He mm-hmm. created human being.
Mm-hmm.
So if Adam was important, Allah should have said that خَلَقَ Adam or
yes.
خَلَقَ الرَّجُل, for example.
Yes.
But خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ He created human being, عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ and taught him the speech. Again, in chapter Jum'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَالَّذِي بَعْثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ It is Allah who has sent to the unlettered people an apostle from them. So the philosophy of sending the prophet is all human beings, not only the men. Again, if women did not have any role in this verse, Allah should have said that we have sent the prophet only to the men
yes.
and not to the women. But all the people are the people who need the guidance of the prophets, and the prophets have the following duties. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِ
That's right.
Reciting the Qur'an, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ Purification, mm-hmm. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ
That's right.
To teach them. Again, no difference between men and women.
Yes.
Men and women. And when it comes to faith and عَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ, the righteous deeds, there are many verses in the Noble
yes.
Book of Qur'an which explicitly say that there is no difference in terms of gender. It doesn't make
okay.
any difference. And finally, if women have no role, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in two verses introduces two women as a role model
yes.
for all people, including
okay.
men and women?
Mm-hmm.
I'm referring to chapter At-Tahrim, verse 11, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Allah set forth an example to all the people who believe, men and women, Imra'at Fir'aun, one of them is the wife of Fir'aun,
yes.
Asiya. And the following verse, وَمَرْيَمَ إِبْنَةَ عِمْرَانِ Maryam, the daughter of Imran. So two ladies, two righteous women, are introduced as a role model for all
yes.
the men.
That's all right. All along, we could say that Islam especially emphasizes very much on the role that the woman has on nurturing the children, you know, and a society, a faithful society. And we know that Prophet Muhammad at the early Islam was against, we can say, burying alive the girls,
exactly.
which was, we can say, disgrace for the biased Arabs on that time. Such a respect for the, we can say, the status of the women and the girls in the society. It was very kind of you. Thank you much, Sheikh.
My pleasure.
Nice elaboration regarding the main philosophy behind the creation of the Hazrat Hawa or Eve, and generally the women. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en Call of Islam page. The another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزان إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Cultural news, social news, scientific news, artistic news. With delight.
A free climber known as the French Spider-Man scales a 48-story skyscraper in Paris to fulfill a goal he set for himself once he reached the age of 60.
A few years back, I promised myself that the day I turn 60, I have to climb the total tower. Because 60 years old marks retirement age in France, and so I thought this would make a very good knot.
Alain Roberts says this building is not as hard as others he has climbed. The French Spider-Man has ascended over 100 of the world's tallest buildings, including the Sydney Tower, the Sears Tower in Chicago, and the Burj Khalifa in Dubai, amongst many others. Roberts says he spent 2 decades climbing mountains before attempting urban climbs. Using his rock climbing experience, he sometimes carries a small bag of climbing chalk to help him grasp the small protrusions of building walls. Many of his climbs can last several hours. The 60-year-old daredevil says he wants to give people the message that age is a number and one can still be active and do sports.
A celebrated Chinese artist integrates his life experiences and the beauty of his homeland using his own distinctive style of traditional painting. Chen Jialing is known for his Chinese ink paintings. Chen brings to life the imaginative richness and culture through his depictions of landscape with every brush of color. He is most famous for breaking traditional painting techniques while staying within the framework of the art form. Chen says one of his favorite subjects is the Jianggong Mountains, especially during certain hours when the sunlight offers its own visual delights.
The composition of this painting is based on the main peak of the Jinggang Mountains. Because the main peak is the most majestic and imposing, especially at noon, the sun shines on the trees, forming a contour light involving trees and the large mountains, which is extremely beautiful.
The 85-year-old artist has also used fused traditional landscape painting with modern technology. Though Chen has participated in numerous art exhibitions, but he says his first solo exhibit was held in his 70s, and that's when his career really took off. Chen says he plans to paint as much of his homeland's stunning scenery as possible during his lifetime. If you have a sweet tooth, then this next bit of news is just for you. Visitors are now taking advantage of the expanded version of Cakeland, which is an immersive art gallery in the U.S. city of Los Angeles. The structure is meant to feel like a giant multi-layered cake. It's entirely made of artificial materials, but looks like if it's full of cherries, whipped cream, and layers of cake. Artist Scott Hoff says he used nearly a ton of pipe frosting, 120 mirrors, and thousands of cherries. Plus, he embedded thousands of crystals in the walls as a final touch. The artist says he chose to develop Cakeland after he noticed how much his artificial cake sculptures were welcomed by viewers.
So I chose cake because, number one, it's really beautiful. Number two, it's really fun to do. And number three, it engages the viewers in such a meaningful way.
Hoff says he never actually made a real cake before and has mainly followed his enthusiasm for fake food as the inspiration for this project. Visitors are able to walk through the cake, a labyrinth, and explore various rooms. While there is a lot of deliciousness and lightness of the cakes, visitors to this cake land can discover some interesting darker elements as they wander around. The art installation has continued to expand since it was founded by Hov in 2020. Robots are slowly but surely becoming part of everyday life, taking on human roles in different areas. Now, fast food restaurants can make French fries faster and better as a robot called Flippy 2 takes over the job.
When an order comes in through the restaurant system, it automatically spits out its instructions to Flippy. It takes a frozen product, fries it for the precise amount of time, and puts the finished product in the end. It does it faster, more accurately, more reliably, and happier than most humans do it.
Flippy 2 has been created in a robotic lab in California called MISO after 5 years of efforts by its developers. According to the project engineers, a really good understanding of the food science is needed to make sure the food quality is there, how different food sticks together, and how the temperature and heat affect it. The MISO CEO says the machine can cook several meals with different recipes simultaneously, removing the need for catering staff.
This technology utilizes a whole bunch of computer vision. There's cameras throughout the system, including right here we have these food identification cameras. The cameras not only guide the robot and tell it exactly where it is in space and how to move through this area, but also identifies the food type, and it knows the recipe for each one.
The MISO CEO says tasks like the fry station are the kind that humans are most happy to offload. The name Flippy comes from the original machine designed to flip burgers, which was not very useful for restaurants.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
freedom is an essential virtue that is valued not only by humans but animals as well, just like two eagle owls that have been released into the wild after being born in a Madrid zoo. The two owl twins were freed after months of training to survive in the nature. First, they were taken to a big aviary to develop the necessary skills, including those for hunting prey. The aviary is designed to have a similar environment to the local mountain range. Meantime, they need to gain muscle and come to a suitable weight. After passing various skill tests, the owls are released as part of Madrid Zoo's breeding program of night birds of prey. 7 eagle owls and 11 barn owls have been released since the program was launched in 2017. However, some of them flew back seeking shelter as they failed to adapt to the nature.
Art restoration requires intensive research and training and loads of skill. But imagine the anxiety while professionals embark on restoring rare paintings. Under careful supervision, French restorers are working to give back to 500-year-old paintings their former glory. They were rescued from a fire that engulfed the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris in 2019. These works date back from the 17th and early 18th century. The paintings, including 22 with large format, were temporarily stored in a warehouse and now being restored at an undisclosed location. The fire caused strictly no damage to the paintings, but they have accumulated thick layers of dirt and smoke on the surface after hanging in the cathedral for centuries. Some of the works also have paint loss due to overcleaning that restorers say need to be repaired elegantly.
On the outskirts of China's metropolis, Shanghai, a tiny island has been dubbed Cat Island as it provides shelter for stray animals. Since it opened last month, a charity based on the island is taking in cats mainly brought from Shanghai residents. These small carnivorous mammals are neutered and evaluated, and those with good temper and health are allowed to roam free on the island. The city's Stray Cats Management Center says their trap-neuter-release policy is to protect stray cats, limits their population, and maintain ecological balance. However, Shanghai has an estimated 200 stray cats per square kilometer, which means other methods will be needed to control the urban population, stray cats. A pair of baby panda twins make their debut appearance at the Chongqing Zoo in southwest China, with visitors flocking to cherish the abundance of cuteness.
Our returnee panda, Ershan, gave birth to the twin brother and sister on July 22nd this year. Currently, the elder brother weighs 4.3 grams and the younger sister weighs 0.6 grams. They're in good condition at present.
The twins' first public appearance was on Saturday, the first day of the week-long National Day holidays. During this week, the pair of giant panda cubs will be on display in the nursery of the panda house of the zoo. Their mother, Ershan, once lived in Canada as a goodwill envoy, but returned to her homeland in 2020. This was Ershan's second delivery of twins. A total of 21 pandas currently live in the Chongqing Zoo, which has been breeding giant pandas since the 1960s. The evolution of robots has been one of the fascinations of recent technological developments. And now the most cutting-edge achievements in that department were presented to the public during a conference in Beijing. The four-day annual World Robot Conference was held both offline and online. It featured three major events, including forum, expo, and competition. On display were more than 500 sets of robots from 130 companies from China and abroad. The conference gave an idea of how the future of humanity will be impacted by the automations. It shows how they can contribute to different sectors, from the restaurant industry and medicine to elderly care, agriculture, and manufacturing. An aircraft powered by electricity may still be some way off, but one of its types is already here thanks to a whole range of innovative solutions being developed by aviation firms. American company Aviation Aircraft has debuted its all-electric plane in Washington State. The aircraft, named Alice, took off the runway at Grand County International Airport and flew for 8 minutes. It reached an altitude of 3,500 feet before touching down the ground. According to the company, the aircraft produces no carbon emissions, significantly reduces noise, and costs a fraction to operate compared to usual light jets. The company says it continues to develop and tweak the plane's battery system for an hour flight.
We're targeting a design criteria of 35 minutes for a charge. And so that'll be a charge for the typical route length. It's actually, as I just said, it's actually a design point. So going back to the comment I made earlier about designing batteries for aircraft, it's one of the considerations is how quickly do we want it to charge and how much power do you want to be able to draw from it. So again, we're targeting call it 30 minutes of charge for an hour of flight time or about 2C if you're...
The company aims to find its way into the market for trips that sit between 150 and 250 miles, a range that features aircraft similar in size to Alice. It will also be for both commuter and cargo flights. For aircraft manufacturers, this paradigm shift is driving fuel savings in flight and on the ground, reducing carbon footprints and NOx emissions while also improving reliability and cutting maintenance costs.
بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم
صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network, in the presence of some of the students of Sevier International Schools. Here we have Fawad Haider, Hassan Nasrullah, right?
Yes.
And Hussein Ruhullah, yeah?
Yes.
And Brother Ali Nasir. So I really welcome you all here in this session. Welcome. And salam, how are you? Good, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Everyone is fine. Yes. That's great. So, brothers and sisters, as you're listening to us, inshallah, in this session, again, we're going to hold a very important Quranic session for you. Inshallah, we'll be explaining
as previous sessions, we'll be explaining, inshallah, some of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Then we'll be working on the Tajweed rules. And we will be reciting and practicing, inshallah, these verses with Tajweed rules. يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So the ayah that inshallah today we'll be talking about is ayah 40 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Before we start, everyone, let's listen to this ayah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم وإياي فارهبون.
All right, now inshallah I will be reciting, and can you repeat after me?
Yes.
Listen and repeat. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم.
يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم.
اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم.
اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم.
وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم وإياي فارهبون.
وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم وإياي فارهبون.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. So the very important point here is that Allah Almighty in this verse is okay. So the next 2, 3, 4, 5 verses, Allah Almighty is talking to the Jewish people, okay? And the followers of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, okay? Actually, when Allah Almighty talks to them, okay, it's not only for them, all right? So the rules of the Quran Karim are general rules. So Allah Almighty says, Ya Bani Israel. Bani Israel, as you know, Bani means in English, in Arabic, it means children. Okay, children.
Yes.
And Israel is
children of Israel.
The children of Israel.
Yes.
Now, who was Israel?
Israel was a
home.
Yes.
Israel was a nation, or a tribe, a group of people.
Tribe, yeah.
But who was Israel? That they were called the children of Israel. Yeah, say it.
Hazrat Yaqub.
Okay, yeah, he's right. So Israel was the name for Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam. Now what does Israel mean? Isra means slave or servant. Okay? Abd. Il means Allah Almighty. Mm-hmm. Israel, it means the slave of
God.
Allah. God. Or the Abdullah we say in Arab. Yes. Abdullah. So it was the name of Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam.
Yes, sir. Yes.
So they were the followers. Then they were the followers of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. So guys, inshallah, I want you to really refer to that Tafasir book, inshallah, for more information, okay? For the explanation.
قعودا
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 verses every day.
Now, Ya Bani Israel. Bani, we have Ya Maddi, right? And yes. Next word starts with Hamza. Here we said we have to apply the rule of Mad. But here we have to apply the rule of Mad. But let's see. Is the Mad wajib or jais? Ya Bani Israel.
It is jais.
Jais. Why? Because Harf al-Mad and Hamza are in two separate words.
Yes.
Ya Bani, one word, two words actually. Ya is one word, Bani is another word. So Ya Bani Israel. Bani and Israel.
Israel.
So Israel. Here we have again Alif Mad Ra. Then Hamza.
Jais manifested.
I said Israel are two words, yes?
Yes.
But but it's now a compound word. So for compound words, we have one. They are considered as one. Okay. So Israel, it's one word now.
It's wajib.
Ya Bani Israel. Right? You have to prolong. Udhkuru Hamzatul Wasl. It's a word. It's a verb. Yes. Hamzatul Wasl. So. What harakat should we assign Hamzatul Wasl with? It has to be a Dhamma, Fatha, Kasra.
Dhamma.
If you join this, the previous word, Israel, Ladhkuru, Hamzatul Wasl will be skipped. But
yeah.
If you start from Udhkuru, how do you say? Udhkuru, yes.
Dhamma,
I said it already. So, Dhamma. Why the third letter is having
Dhamma.
A Dhamma on the top? Udhkuru, not Adhkuru, not Idhkuru. All right, Hassan?
Yes.
Okay. Ni'mati ya. Make sure, do not say ni'matillati. Ni'mati yallati. Ni'mati yallati, okay? An'amtu alaykum. Make sure it's not an'amta alaykum, okay? An'amtu. Fawad? It's not an'amta. Surata alladhina an'amta alay. An'amta alayhim, okay? It is an'amtu alaykum. I have blessed or bestowed. An'amtu means I have blessed, okay? Or I have bestowed. An'amta means you have bestowed. An'amta, we talk about Allah Almighty, okay? We say, oh Allah Almighty, you bestowed upon them the blessings.
Yeah, yeah.
But here, an'amtu alaykum, Allah talks to Bani Israel that I have bestowed upon you. Okay. Wa awfu bi'ahdi. A good message is here that we have to. It is a command. It's wajib that we have to fulfill our promises. We have to stay on our words. If you're saying that Thursdays, we have classes. And you say, okay, I come. You have to come. You've promised. That's it. All right? You have promised Allah Almighty that, oh Allah Almighty, I will wake up in the early morning. Okay, I will do 2 rakat of morning prayer. Okay? You have to wake up and do it. It's your promise. Afu bi'ahdi. Then Allah Almighty says, if you do it, I will fulfill my promise as well. I will shower my blessings. I will pour my blessings upon you. Simple as that. Okay? So, now, أُوفِ بِعَهْدِكُمْ وَإِيَّايَ فَرْهَبُونَ. Make sure you pronounce the letter Ra correctly. فَرْهَبُونَ. So, that's it. Very simple. All the rules were here applied. Okay? One more thing. أَنْعَمْتُ. Nun Sakin plus Ayn. What rule is applied, Hassan? An'amtu. Nun sakin plus ayn. Ayn is from the throat letters. What rule is applied here?
Izhar.
Izhar is applied, okay? Izhar, no. We don't have izhar, okay? We have izhar.
Izhar.
Make sure it is izhar. So izhar is applied. So what is it? How do you apply the rule izhar?
No rule.
No rule. Just yes. Read it.
An'amtu.
An'amtu. Just read it. Okay? Make sure ayn is pronounced correctly. So now I will read it again. You repeat it after me, right? يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم. So I stop here, okay? We'll continue from the next word. وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِي أُوفِ بِعَهْدِكُمْ وَإِيَّايَ فَارْهَبُونَ
وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِي أُوفِ بِعَهْدِكُمْ وَإِيَّايَ فَارْهَبُونَ
صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you so much for joining us today. That was all from this session, okay? In this session, inshallah, we'll see you in the next coming sessions. Stay with us. We really recommend you. Thank you so much, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, and also Ali Nasir. See you, inshallah, in the coming session. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
IRIB English Radio.
This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.
Russian defense minister warns the situation in Ukraine is